Riverside Locker Room Chat here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're joined by the Cyclones girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. We're coming down the home stretch here of the regular season. Final couple games here for Riverside. But, Coach, before we dive into that this week, you guys played arguably one of the best teams in the state on Friday at home in Troy. And the Trojans are able to pull out that win 48-31. Just take us back to Friday and what you see and just kind of a few takeaways from that game against the Trojans.
We played great all the way up until the fourth quarter, you know. Then after the fourth quarter, we was like down by five going into the fourth quarter, and then they kind of took off from us. Again, you know, we're young. It reared its ugly head again with some of our defensive responsibility, just the screen and roll coverage. They was kind of getting us on that. And then it got to the point where we, you know, had to try to foul to try to see if we can get back in the game. But overall, we played really good. It's just that fourth quarter, kind of like Mari Hill, it hit us again. So we're focusing on that and kind of seeing what's really happening during that time. You know, we missed shots too, so that's always an issue. But also, you know, you need to look on the defensive side if you know, teams are starting to pull away during that fourth quarter.
Yeah, at the time of our conversation here, we're still kind of figuring out, you know, the games for this week. You know, you guys had a game scheduled, you know, earlier in the week with Pleasant Ridge. The weather obviously not playing, you know, nicely here this week, so we're trying to navigate that game. But for right now, a game on Friday at home against Hiawatha, which would close out the regular season schedule. I guess we'll talk about that one on Friday, the Red Hawks to close it out. You know, a very good team out of the Big East League. What have you maybe seen from them and just kind of the challenges for that regular season finale on Friday night?
I haven't really dove into some film about Hiawatha, you know, because we still have the Pleasant Ridge might be still going on. So, but I've seen them in passing and watching some other teams, you know, just kind of seeing them on some games that they played, some other teams that we have played. And they always play those little defenses that you don't go up against a lot. So it kind of throws you off and you have to be patient. And so I'm interested to see how, you know, our young team, how we can handle their half court, you know, traps and 1-3-1 and 3-2 and different things they might throw at you. So it'll be a good challenge, but it'll be something we need to navigate through. And even if we might want to try to do something at sub-state.
Finally, Coach, speaking of Hiawatha, they are hosting one of the Class 3A 16-team regional tournaments. Of course, sub-state going next week. I just kind of wanted to get your initial thoughts on that. You guys are right now kind of middle of the pack in terms of the seeding, so obviously these last couple of games could maybe help or hurt in some degree, but just your thoughts on the format here and just kind of the expectation for the postseason push starting next week.
I think it's good to be able to try to get the best teams to state. I really can see that. I know last year, 3A, you know, Nemaha Central, St. Mary, Silver Lake, there were some other teams that was all in kind of like the same sub-state, which that makes it tough, you know, because then you go, what if we would have been in another sub-state, things of that nature. So I kind of like it that way. And, you know, when you get to sub-state and, you know, postseason, sooner or later, you're going to have to play somebody that's good. So, but this is a good way of trying to get your best teams to the final eight, you know, down at the state.
There it is, Riverside girls basketball coach. That is Craig Burns, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Again, two games left to wrap up the regular season. Still up in the air with the Pea Ridge game, but at home on Friday against Hiawatha. And then, of course, when we get back to it next week, one final time, we'll have the sub-state brackets out, and we will go from there. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes, and we will talk to you one more time next week.
Hey, appreciate talking to you every year, and God bless.